A lot of passion here tonight. I'm loving this. Our final category, miscellaneous. So also feels like we're playing Trivial Pursuit. But we're only going to have time for two of the questions in our miscellaneous column. So first question, and we are going to start it with Mr. Pandarakis. Would you join other governors in upholding the Paris Accords on climate change, in spite of the president's stand against it?
Serves me correct. I think us and I forgot who else, they're not a great country, are not signed to the Paris Accords. But the Paris Accords were just a document. They didn't provide any actionable results. Illinois should be a leader in new energy growth, in solar energy, in renewable energies, and giving tax incentives for those energies to thrive within this state. So we're a leader in an industry. So yes, he should have signed the Paris Accords, but that wasn't enough. We should, as a country, be leading the way and not just signing a document saying that we're gonna do something. Carbon emissions, we had three or four hurricanes here in the past few months. People are displaced. The poor people of Puerto Rico are struggling right now. The people of Texas, Florida, everyone's struggling. Climate change is real. Science is real. Donald Trump, I'm sorry, you know, can I say you're fired? I can't do that. But we need to invest in the economy, in renewable energy in this state, and not only just sign something, but actually do something about it.
Thank you. Mr. Biss.
When Donald Trump made his unconscionable decision to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord, I was the first candidate for governor to say that when I'm governor, Illinois will be a part of the state accord that continues to meet those targets. I was the first one to say it, and I also said in that moment that that is not good enough. We need to set a goal of 100% clean energy in the state of Illinois. We can do it. We can do it. And if we do it properly, it will be an enormous economic benefit to us. But by the way, let us not pretend that we solve the climate problem with energy alone. Transportation is a huge source of carbon pollution, and agriculture is as well. And we can take major steps on all three legs of the stool, on energy, on transportation, and on agriculture carbon pollution here in the state of Illinois, if we finally have the guts to regulate the international agricultural entities to allow sustainable farming to happen and to have the kind of investments in mass transit and in electric vehicles that our state could easily do. We should be the leader, and as a Midwestern state, when we lead, the nation follows.
Thank you, Mr. Biss. Mr. Diver.
My answer would be yes, and it's such common sense. I mean, Illinois has the greatest resource to do this, so why are we not leading it? We have the basis, we have the production to produce more ethanol, we have the production to do more biodiesel, we have the resources that we are growing here each and every year, putting more money into the Illinois economy and to the national economy. So the answer is yes. We can release less carbon in our atmosphere by doing this, and our wind generation is so underutilized. You know, our greatest wind corridor is our river system. If you don't believe what I'm saying, walk out on the middle of a bridge. Don't get hit. But walk out there and see where the wind energy is, and we are not utilizing it. So yes, we can lead, and we can do more great things in this state than we've ever imagined. Remember, we can do whatever the mind can imagine, and we can make it possible, because if it can be thought, it can be done. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Mr. Hardiman.
Yeah. I've actually sat on panels at the University of Chicago with some of the governors throughout our great nation, and the reality is that I fought to keep the Great Lakes safe. I'm in favor of renewable energy in the process of keeping every clean air in Illinois on a higher level, so I do support the process there, because that's really a no-brainer. That's something we should all fight for. But I plan to be a true champion for clean energy here in Illinois on every level. That's my response. That's about it right there. All right.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd work with the other governors, both close to Illinois and around the country, to try to institute the goals of the Paris Climate Change Accord. I'd say that confidence for me comes from years on the board of the Green Ribbon Committee for the City of Chicago. That's the Sustainability Planning Committee. And I co-chaired the one for Cook County. When I ran the Merchandise Mart, the Apparel Center, they became the first and second largest LEED certified buildings in Illinois, the largest LEED certified building in the world, the first LEED certified hotel in the state, and the largest LEED certified hotel in the United States. It goes beyond just the sustainability issue. It goes to the notion of who we want to be as a state. If we want the millennials to stick around, they want to be challenged by the great issues of our day. If we don't say to them that we're confident and committed to a sustainability agenda within our state, they won't stay here.
Thank you. All right, final question from the audience. I just wanted to say thank you, audience. You really provided a lot of great stuff. In fact, we had over 70 more questions that we were not able to get through to tonight. So I don't know how late these guys want to stay, but talk it over with them to answer your questions. All right, final question. We'll start with Mr. Panarakis, and I think he's going to like this one. What is your position on the proposed legislation to legalize recreational use of cannabis? This was not planned.
That is the toughest question, I think, tonight. But let's be honest, it's going to happen at a national level. It brings jobs, it brings opportunity, it brings tax revenues. And again, why are we not going to be, I want to lead in something, not debt, not jailed governors. I want to lead in something. And that is through the legalization of cannabis and also using hemp production to replace plastics, to replace, you know, different things. And Illinois, and rid ourselves of corporate farming that has infiltrated Illinois, and making sure that if we do have hemp production and create hemp product within Illinois, that corporate farms stay out of it, and that the farmers still own their farms. So that's what I would do. And again, it's the right thing to do. It's going to happen, and whoever's against it right now, you'll wise up to it at some point. But I want to lead in something, and that's what we will need to do.
Thank you. Mr. Biss.
There's a bill in Springfield to do just that, Senate Bill 316. I'm a proud co-sponsor of Senate Bill 316. Let me tell you why this is something I've been fighting for. Number one, justice. Justice. Marijuana laws are not applied equally in this state or in this country. Let us not pretend that a white kid in a rich suburb of Chicago caught with a joint is treated the same as an African-American kid. And that's not just bad news for the next few weeks or months the person may be punished. That can be a record that follows that young person for the rest of their life. It's wrong. It's wrong. That's number one. Number two, I actually don't support legalization because I think that marijuana is no big deal. I think it's a legitimate public health problem. So let's find a public health solution, not a criminal solution. Number three, we could use the revenue. So this is the right thing to do, and it's something that will happen. This is a place where the politicians are behind the public. It's time for the political system to catch up.
Thank you. Mr. Diver.
Well, I suggest that I would sign a bill to legalize it, but there's some process that I think has to take place in doing that. Number one, I'm in favor of it because it's socially acceptable in our society. Let's not kid each other. If you want to buy some pot, I think you probably could do it on this campus. Really, you think that might be possible? Somebody might be able to tell you where to get it tonight. But anyway, in saying that, I've said if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it like Colorado did. We're going to do it like State of Washington did. We're going to do it by referendum. That's what I've said. We're going to do it right. And we're going to have policy in place that when it becomes legal, that we're going to regulate it in the right way. And we're going to have policy in place that's going to say, you know, so many nanograms, you know, you're over the limit when you're driving a vehicle or whatever. You know, and I'm concerned. I've been an advocate of safe drug-free schools for 38 years, so how could you turn around and be giving gummy bears to fourth graders, you know, maybe laced with marijuana? I mean, that wouldn't be right, would it? So we're going to be doing this the right way, and those are the policies that I want to follow, similar to Colorado, similar to Washington, et cetera. So that's
Thank
my
you.
Comment.
And FYI, there is at least one officer in the room, if anyone was, regarding that last
right.
answer. All right, Mr. Hardiman.
Yeah, when it comes down to legalizing recreational marijuana usage, we have to be a little cautious. I support legalizing, but at the same time, we all know that tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana are gateway drugs to people using higher level drugs. It's been proven in addiction studies, okay? I mean, people, look, I'm the guy that's running for governor. I'm not trying to people please everybody. I'm a different type of candidate, and I believe in presenting facts. I know everybody's in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana. But once again, I've seen the ugly side of addiction, and I know how this is impacting people. And have people driving around in their cars impaired with marijuana in their system, that's not a good thing for the state. I do support it, but we need to really take a good look at the bill and tweak it a little bit and make sure it works for everybody. So I want to go on record as supporting it, but just remember the ugly side of addiction. We have all kinds of people out here that are struggling with addiction out here, okay? So that's my contribution as far as legalizing recreational marijuana. I have to be honest with you.
Thanks. And Mr. Kennedy.
I mean, I've seen the crowd's reaction. I'd like to take a pass on this one.
Are you sure?
But I think we're all struggling with the same issue, and I don't want to take a shot at anybody, but I certainly don't mean to, but I think it's really dangerous to embrace a public health hazard simply because you want revenue. That's what I think. And that's what makes, and I'm not aiming that at anybody. I'm cautious. Because we haven't studied this issue thoroughly, because the Republicans in the Congress, the House, and the Senate have prevented the federal government from doing so. We have great research institutions in Illinois. Nothing is going to happen under Governor Rauner. We should challenge a place like Northern or U of I, UIC, to study the effects, make an informed decision, defer to the scientists and the doctors, and don't let politicians make scientific decisions.